Fergal Darcy.
Today FM.
Ruth Ann joins me in studio and is about to perform Move Me on Today FM.
What do you say when the ground it shakes? 'Cause you found your place in the streets are gold, and your heart just knows it was worth the wait. So all the ways that I stood still, counting days like bitter pills, colors that I never knew came to life when I felt you move me the way your love it runs all through me. You know it does. That's what I call beauty, the way you move me. I want to paint every line and shape, all the turns we take. Eyes won't grow tired with the taste of desire. I will stay inspired. So all the ways that I stood still, watching time around the wheel, colors that I never knew came to light when I felt you move me the way your love it runs all through me. You know it does. That's what I call beauty, the way you move me.
Wow. Absolutely love that.
Thank you.
15th track off the album.
That's the first time we've done that ever acoustic live, so I was a bit peeing in my pants, but...
I am so glad you sang that, though.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you the reason why, because the last line on your album is, "The way you move me."
Yes.
And the first opening line on the album is, "I'm trying to turn off my phone because it's been keeping me up. I've been looking, searching pictures, and there's so many of her."
Yes.
And there's a stark contrast.
Yes.
Between where you start and where you finish. Now, I'm so delighted, because here's the thing, right? In the majority of interviews that I know you do, it's all about songs you've written for other people. That's not going to happen here today. We're just talking
about
you.
Thank you, Ferg. Thank you.
Right. So let's talk about this. These are your stories.
Yes.
You wanted to tell them. And finally, it's been done since the 10 months that have passed since you were last in with me. Manners of the Heart is here. And even that's an embodiment of work that you've been working on way previous to that.
Yes.
We're talking in 13 years.
Yes.
But there's certain things in there, like, even like, you know, lines like, "The streets are gold and your heart just knows it was worth the wait." That's kind of where the three sections of the album lie. Now, explain this. It's a concept album.
So basically, the album Matters of the Heart, I deal with heart matters. That's just why I'm not going to talk about politics, or, you know, I'm not like that person. I talk about the heart.
I wouldn't change you.
Thank you. So basically, the album starts, it goes through heartbreak to hope to love, which is exactly the timeline of what it was written in. So Take My Place was the very first song I wrote for this album, and it was when my heart was completely ripped apart from feck boys in LA and the Hollywood bloody stupid lifestyle that I got sucked into. And I came back to Ireland and London and I was like, feck this, I'm going to write whatever I want. I'm going to write something for me. And Take My Place was the very first song. And so basically it started from heartbreak. And as I was writing the album over the last 3 years, it went from heartbreak, and then I was like feeling hopeful, and I did Liquid, and it was more like, I'm just going to be me and like wash it all away. And then The Vow and Move Me were the last songs written, which is weird because I released The Vow first.
So there's, it goes there's a lot to of love. Stories.
Yes,
and you
a lot
mentioned
stories.
Before, like with The Vow, you were at a friend's wedding and this came on, you're kind of wondering, should I sing it? Or, you know,
yeah,
you don't
understand exactly, it. Yeah. So The Vow and Move Me were the last songs written. So when I was putting together the track listing, I was like, oh my God, if I do it in the timeline like I wrote it, this is completely a journey throughout my 20s. This is the journey of my late 20s, basically. Living in LA, being an Irish girl, finding yourself, becoming a woman, growing up, growing into who you are, knowing what you want in love, what you've had that's bad and learning from it. And so that's why I made it. I divided it into the three sections. And so when you can listen to it all in one and hopefully you get the story. So I've been very moved that people even listened to Move Me because it's the last song on the album. A lot of people, for reasons of Spotify and everything, put their newer stuff at the top. But I was like, this is a story and I have to stay true to myself as an artist. So
because I even spotted it on your Instagram. I was kind of looking to see what people were saying their favourite song. And for me, My Mind is one.
Yes,
I really love that song.
And that's a full song. So the chapter of My Mind isn't over because I've done basically the first half of the song is on this album and the next album hopefully I'll have the it is a full song. I just broke it into an interlude because for me My Mind perfectly sat between hope and love and it kind of brings you into the love songs.
It does, yeah, but it's like you're chatting to me. I remember sitting in your room writing songs, talking deep.
Do you like my bit of spoken word?
Yeah, I really like
did I sound Irish enough? Because
it's so different. Yeah. No, Hamilton, you didn't sound Irish actually, to be honest with you. It just sounded worldly, you know, universal theme right there.
Well, do you know, we come from a land of amazing poets and I love spoken word, and so I thought, sure, throw in. I'm trying to show layers. I'm an onion here, and I don't want to do 12 of the same songs. I don't like albums that are 12 of the same songs.
No,
or do you know when someone
goes,
"Oh, The Vow's done so well, so do another one like that." I'm a whole onion of layers of R&B, soul, pop, and so it would have been an injustice to my artistry to do just the same song 12 times. So I think it's good to show different. I want people to come to my shows and listen to my album and go, "Oh, that reminds me of Alicia Keys," or "That reminds me of, you know, Ed Sheeran." I want everyone to feel different flavours of what I grew up being influenced by in the album.
I want to mention actually because you are going to be playing in the Green Room at the Academy on October 10th and people should check that out and get their hands on the album. It's Thursday. I will be there. Matters of the Heart is the album. Can we just actually back up there because there is one line in the whole lot of reading reviews about this before I got a chance to listen to it. The one line that stuck out in my head was from Mr. Jam and he said, "Your name is now Truth Ann."
Yeah, he came to my show.
Is that not the best descriptive?
Do you know what it is?
That
Truth
Ann.
No, everyone's like, that's. I think it's starting to catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember ages ago, Randy Jackson, you know, American Idol Randy Jackson,
yes,
he heard me sing. And he's always been a fan and he would call me, he'd say, "Root the Truth, baby." Every time I see him now, he'll go, "Root the Truth, man." And so then when Mr. Jam said Truth Ann, I was like, maybe that's what my followers can be called. You know, everyone has like...
Yeah, everyone has
like,
kind of a nickname, like, you know...
They can be the truthers or the truth.
For me, though, I think there is something in that.
And there's something there.
Because I know from listening to it that, you know what I mean, you pour your heart out in the sheet here. Like, it's not, there's no messing
around. I do. It's actually quite vulnerable because there's a lot of lyrics on there that are very personal. And, you know, in Too Young, I'm talking about counting calories, afraid to eat for days and, you know, talking about wrinkles on my face. And then I'm like, oh God, I have to perform this in front of people now. They're going to know everything about me.
The only thing I can say about it is, as Harley Quinn says in the film Suicide Squad, own that.
Yes, I do. It's time.
Which you do. You got that soulful, fragile voice, as I said before, and I'm loving it.
Thank you.
Other thing is, if you did not notice, and this is your first time to check out Ruth Ann right here, right now, you should know that she is the holder of the IMRO Outstanding Achievement Award for writing songs, along with Johnny Mac Dade. You have accomplished so much. I'm not going to go, as I said, we're not here to talk about the work you've done for other artists. You can check all
they
that out.
They can do the research.
That's all everyone else talks about. In fact, if you want to do some research, why don't you look up the time that she was 16 years of age, was in a girl band, found a loop machine in cereal box, and then that's where it all started from.
You know the history, you know the deep cuts.
I know, yeah, well that's my job, isn't it?
Yes, I love that.
Anyway, listen, I'm not going to hold you any longer. The album is out, Manners of the Heart.
Thank you so much for your support because it's so important that, you know, the media gets behind artists such as myself, so we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing your gift with everyone in Ireland. We're very grateful.
Thanks.
You're going to perform another one for me. It is a cover version that is on the album and it is a cover version of Waterfalls.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ruth Ann.
Lonely mother gazing out of the window, staring at a sun that she just can't touch. If at any time he's in a gym, she'll be by his side. But he doesn't realize he hurts her so much. Yeah, but all the praying just ain't helping. you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Oh, Lord, oh. Hey, I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many stars have come and gone, leaving a trace, and now I'm God given rate. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away. Still don't praise him for the sunny days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new, clear and blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only bleeding hope is for the folk who can't go with such an enduring pain and a kiss in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tuning cane into your own vein? What a shame, you shoot a name for someone else's brain. They claim the insane and name the state in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system's got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me and you. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please sit on the river.
I've decided that Today FM is now going to stop broadcasting. We'll never match that moment. Ladies and gentlemen,
so
the top liner, the lady, the soulstress, Truth Anne. Wow, how good was that?
Thank you.
I'm going to replace that microphone now.
I'm sorry, was it distorting? I was trying to pull back,
no,
but I wasn't
sure
if it was distorting. Okay,
no, it was not. You're getting some lovely comments in here.
Yay!
The album is called Matters of the Heart. It's by Ruth Anne. It's out now, and check her out in the Academy. She's going to be here on October the 10th. Ruth Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Fergal Darcy, Today FM.